Thursday's run of impressive U.S. economic data in the form of GDP and initial jobless claims could very well take any expectation for a 50 basis point Fed rate cut off the table. Nevertheless, despite the stronger showing of economic data out of the U.S., the rates market hasn't really budged, still pricing another 100 basis points of cuts between now and year end. This has kept the U.S. dollar well offered into any rallies and U.S. equities well bid into dips. The euro has, however, struggled a little more into the end of the week, taking a hit from the decline in German inflation below 2% for the first time since March of 2021. Earlier today, Tokyo CPI was hotter, but offset by softer Japan retail sales and industrial production. Aussie retail sales disappointed, while New Zealand data backed up Thursday's strong showing with another impressive performance. Key standouts on Friday's calendar ahead come from German retail sales and unemployment, UK BOE consumer credit and mortgage approvals, Eurozone inflation and unemployment, Canada GDP, US core PCE, Chicago PMIs, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.